Okay, we're back online again.
好，我们先回来上课。
The subject we just talked about in the first session about Jesus Christ tabernacling or being amongst us and indwelling in believers is a fascinating study.
好，我们刚刚在前面在讲的是说，耶稣基督呢变成了一个会幕般的，围绕着犹太人而生活在我们之间。
It actually ties in with the 40 absolutes, because one of those absolutes is Jesus Christ indwelling in your body. That's one of the 40 things you get at salvation.
而这就是我在上校牧师所提到的，当我们接受耶稣基督成为救主的同时，我们得到的40个绝对的礼物中的一个，就是让耶稣基督住在我们的身体里。
That is a permanent fixture.Actually, when Paul mentions that the Holy Spirit makes your body a temple, and when Jesus Christ dwells in the temple, even though Paul is talking to the Corinthians, who are very bad believers, he says that's a fact. Okay, it's in what we call the indicative mood in the Greek. It's a fact. The Holy Spirit is in you. He doesn't question it.
当保罗在写这个事情的时候，他其实在讲的是一个用一个非常非常绝对的一个话，而且这是一个永远的这个进驻，就是耶稣基督进驻到我们身体里面，它是一个绝对然后不可逆的，然后是永远的一个状态。
So as a fact, it means that this is something you get when you believe in Jesus Christ, and it never leaves you until, of course, the day that you die, and then your body is no longer the temple because your body is dead.
而且呢，这个说法就是说，当耶稣基督进驻到我们身体的时候呢，他就会一直住在里面了，一直到我们死的那一天，我们的身体不再是有这个能力变成我们的魂灵魂的这个圣殿的时候，他就必须要离开。
And that never changes. See, regardless, like Paul was talking to the Corinthians, and a lot of them were always out of fellowship.But even though Paul was telling them how bad they were, he said, but you still have Jesus Christ in you. That never changes. Even for good believers, bad believers, if you're in sin or not, that doesn't change.
而保罗在讲这个对这个哥林多的人说的时候，因为哥林多的那些教友们其实有很多很多的罪，状况是很不好的。而保罗却告诉他们说，即使你们有好的基督徒，有坏的基督徒，但是一旦你相信了耶稣基督，他就进驻到你的身体的圣殿中，他是永远不离开的。
Just like the other 39 assets, the other 39 absolutes you get, whether you talk about the righteousness of God, or that you're a priest in the royal family, that you are an ambassador for Jesus Christ, all of those 39 things, they never change. As long as you are alive on the earth, you have those 39 things.
而且呢，就像其他的39件礼物一样，它是永远不会改变的，包括神给我们的这个公义，然后呢，我们成为祭司
or being a son of God, for example,
而且我们成为了神的儿子
or being an ambassador for Jesus Christ,
我们也成为耶稣基督的大使
and all those other things. See, it doesn't depend on your spiritual status.
所以呢，这些39个状态呢，都是跟我们是不是一个很好的基督徒无关。也就是当你相信耶稣基督的时候，你就都得到了。
Yeah, and all of those things, if you look at the verb of those 39 things, yeah, there'll be a verb mentioned, you have this, or this belongs to you. There's always a verb there, and it's always in the indicative mood. And indicative means it's a statement of fact.
那所以呢，这些39个礼物啊，都是说哦，你有了这个，或者你带了这个，你含着这个，就是这些东西都是属于我们这个信徒的。
Okay, so we call it indicative, and to indicate means to say, to point to something, say this is true. So we call it indicative mood. Mood, I think, yu qi, right? So that's what we call the indicative mood. Very important to look at the moods of the verbs in the Greek.
好，这个呢，其实就是保罗写的时候呢，他都是用一种指示性的语法。那指示性的语法呢，其实就是一个在说明事实的一种语法，就代表说它就是存在了。
So 39 of those things, and you can see them in the back of that book, The Plan of God. They are irrevocable, cannot be taken away. And every verb, the relative verb to that absolute, is always going to be indicative mood, statement of fact.
大家可以看那个神的计划那本书里面的所有的39件神给我们的礼物，都是用说不可逆的一个状态，就是它不会被收回的。那同时呢，用的是指示性的这个语法，也就是说它是一个事实，就是得到了就是得到了。
For example, you have the righteousness of God. That's a statement of fact.
这39个都是用那种声明的方式去讲的。
Or he says, you are sons of God.Statement of fact.
他说你是神的儿子，他就是一个声明，一个事实的声，对事实的声明。
Your sins have been covered. Your sins have been paid for. Statement of fact.
你的罪都被洗清，他也是一个、
okay.
一个事实的声明。
Okay, but remember one of the things, and this is what we call revocable, means it can be taken away. That's the filling of the Holy Spirit.And the filling, when you talk about the filling of the Holy Spirit, the verb, and the verb is filling, that's the Greek word plereo, is not indicative mood, but imperative mood.
然后呢，只有一样礼物呢，就是圣灵充满的，这却是一个可逆的一个状态，也就是说它是可以被收回的。也就是我们圣灵充满呢，它甚至是用说你必须要圣灵充满。保罗用你必须要圣灵充满是一种指示性的让你必须有一点命令句的方式来要求的。
Anyway, we'll go to the verse here. This is 1 Corinthians 3:16. Okay, do you not know that you are a temple of God? Now this is indicative of fact. This is indicative. It's a statement of fact. Do you not know that you are a temple of God?And the Spirit of God dwells in you. So you have the same word for oikeo. That's the word house here.
所以刚才呢 ，Tim 要讲的就是说呢，其实圣灵充满这件事情是会因为我们犯罪的时候，他就会离开的。但是呢，圣灵让我们的身体成为耶稣基督可以居住在里面，而耶稣基督也就是神他的灵。就是等于是会永远的在我们的身体里，一直到我们的身体，当我们死去，身体会朽坏的时候，这个它才会离开。所以这是两件事情，就圣灵充满跟神的灵住在我们身体里，这两个事情，一个是会有短暂离开的可能，就圣灵充满有可能短暂不见的，但是神的灵住在我们身体里是从我们信耶稣基督以后就一直是这样的。
Yeah, I'm just trying, there's another verse very similar. Okay, but what you can see from this, and we had the verse, I think it was 2 Corinthians 3:5, and let's see if I can find that again. Okay, but we had the verse earlier, tabernacle. So when Paul talks in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, he says that we are the temple of God. Obviously, this is going to relate to Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit has made your body. The Spirit of God dwells in you.
所以我们现在看一下在哥林多前书的3:16里面呢，保罗说呢，你知道吗？你本身就是神的圣殿，然后而神的灵就会住在里面。
Now I don't want to talk too much about this more because again I haven't prepared the verses and we're going to spend too much time trying to find verses.、So. But you can see the relationship: the Holy Spirit in you, Jesus Christ in you, and Jesus Christ in heaven.Right, so that's one part of the relationship you need to see. That's permanent. Part of your 39 irrevocable absolutes.
重点就是呢，神的灵住在你的身体里面，这是从你信主以后就一直在的，这是一个永远的状况，直到你死。
So regardless of how bad, how evil, how stupid you are, how sinful you are, that never changes.
而这个事实呢，是不会变的。就算你再怎么样的有罪，再怎么样的坏，你这个人做人多差，神当你信了耶稣基督，他就住进你的身体里。
But again, if you do sin in your soul, see, the filling of the Holy Spirit is an imperative mood. That's not permanent. And so, if you sin, you lose the Holy Spirit, of course.
而圣灵充满呢，是。在魂里的圣灵充满呢，就会因为我们犯罪的时候呢，他就会离开，那个圣灵充满就不可能发生。
Now I want to get back to talking about our prayer. We're talking about prayer, actually. We're supposed to be talking about prayer. We haven't even started yet.
好，那我们不要忘记，我们今天是要谈的是 祷告。
Okay.
我们还没开始讲。
But it's very important actually that we do understand our position in Christ because that relates very strongly to prayer and how prayer works.
我们为什么要讲刚才那么多？就是最主要是耶稣基督在我们里面，这件事情是我们非常需要清楚的知道的，当我们在祷告的时候。
Okay, now I want to bring you down to James 5:16 now.
我们现在看一下雅各书的五章十六节。
This is a very dangerous verse.
这是一个蛮危险的一个金句。
And actually, even the whole book of James, many scholars in history have questioned the book of James. Even Martin Luther, the original Protestant reformer, he himself said that James is a very difficult book to understand.
因为这本书啊，就是雅各书呢，其实对很多圣经学者来讲，都包括马丁路德在500年前这个做宗教改革的这个马丁路德，都说雅各书是一个非常难懂的一部书。
But actually, like anything, you know, if you study it and keep things in their context, we have the benefit of hundreds of years of scholars that have also given us new insights into the Bible, laying the groundwork of doctrine. So now we can understand it.Probably much better than Martin Luther, even.
但是经过这五百年后呢，这么多的圣经学者为我们铺了很多的基础，让我们现在比五百年前马丁路德那个时代更容易去理解雅各书。
Yeah, and like any passage in Scripture, things need to be translated properly. And if they're not translated properly, then you just get confused, of course.
但是就像所有的这个圣经的这些句子一样，如果它被好好的翻译了，我们就比较容易懂。如果它被错误的翻译了，我们就会更糊涂。
Now, for the best commentary, the best person who's explained about James, Max Klein actually did a book on the book of James. It was called A Commentary on James, and that's even been translated into Chinese.
而这个把雅各书讲得特别好的人呢，其中一个呢，就是 Tim 的牧师 Max Klein， 他有一本书。是就是在专门在解析这个雅各书。
Okay, and he explains James 5:16 very clearly.
然后他把雅各书的五章十六节这个经句讲得非常的清楚。
The problem with the verse 16, especially the first part of the verse, which is not our subject, but it's talking about talking or confessing your faults, your sins to one another, and praying for another that you may be healed.See, the first part of this verse, if you don't understand it properly, it looks a bit strange.
这个五章十六节的前半段呢，他说，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。这个是一个比较容易让人误会的一个金句。
Yeah, especially when it says confess your faults to one another. You know, why should we be having to tell our sins and our faults to other Christians? That's actually not a biblical concept.
就是说，为什么我们要彼此跟旁边的伙伴认罪呢？这个其实不符合我们之前所了解的圣经的概念。
Yeah, and the problem is that usually in the translation is not very good. But again, if you look at Max's commentary, which is on the website, then you can get a clear understanding of what James is trying to say here.
那如果你们上那个 Max Klein 的网站哈，他已经被翻译过的他的雅各书的叫解经释义啊，他就讲得很清楚，这个真正的意思是什么。
Okay, but the focus of our lesson is actually on the second part of the verse. So that's where it starts off. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous one avails much. The English is really quite weird even in this, and that's because the Greek is quite weird as well.
那这个。后面在整个这个经句五章十六节里面最重要的其实是第二部分，就是后半部，就一人祈祷所发出的力量是大有功效的。但这个呢，翻译即使是在希腊文或英文都是有点奇怪的。
It's interesting when you look at all the different English translations; they're all really quite different. There's only five words. This phrase in the Greek.The second part of 5:16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous one avails much. There's only five words in Greek, and all of these different English translations, they give it quite different meanings, I guess, because they're not quite sure how to place the verbs in there.
因为这个希腊文哦，本身就这个后半段只有五个字，然后所以从英文来翻这五个字呢，大家的翻法也都很不一样。不同的版本的英文的圣经，把这五个字都翻得很不一样。
Yeah, but generally when you look at it all together, you can get a fairly good idea of what James is saying. And maybe not 100% accurate, but you can get a good picture of what James is trying to tell us.
但是我们从这些翻译中呢，我们大概可以理解雅各到底要告诉我们什么。
Okay, so we'll have a look at that after the break. We'll take another 5 or 6 minutes and we'll come back at 7:30.
好
,8:30, sorry.
我们休息5分钟,8:30回来再继续讲。